We are in Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Let us learn over again the Memra of Rav Huna, understand the Taisvisin. That is 5 lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Huna, Ir ha'asuya kekeshes. If you have a ear that is like a keshes, in the Perish Chai we have pictures, page 102, 1617. So you have an ear that is shaped like a bow. Im yesh ben shnei rosheha poches mi'abos alof imamo, if between the two roshei ha'ir there is less than 4,000 ames, that is picture 20 on page 103, moideden la min hayeser. So when you start measuring the tchum of 2,000 ames, yeser is called the string that's attached to the bow. So we moishech an imaginary string from one end of the ear to the other end of the ear. So if there's a little less than 4,000 ames between one side of the ear and the other side of the ear, so it comes out we have lost tchumim. The ear is connected with Havlos Tchumim, so we consider we disregard the Cholol that is Mavsik between the Tzodei Ha'ir. We consider Ke'ilu the ear is Molei Batim, and we start measuring the 2,000 Amis of the Tchum from the Yeser. That is, if between the two Roshei Ha'ir there is less than 4,000 Amis. The imlav. But what is if there is 4,000 ames or more? So it comes out that you don't have avlos tchumim between the two tzodei ha'ir. So then you don't cheshbin that the ear ended b'mokeim hayeser. No moided in law min hakeshes. So then you start being moided min hakeshes, and that is picture 21. And as we said yesterday, there's a mistake in the Perish Chayvim Lav, Perish Yesh Arbos Alofim. Don't need Yosem Arbos Alofim. There's Arbos Alofim already, so there's no Havlos Tchumim. So Memele, you measure the 2,000 Amis from the Keshes, not from the Yeser. Vim Lav Moedin De Lo Mina Keshes. Let us see what Rashi says. Bein beiz rosheo, haynu oirech mokeim hayeser. This is the length of the yeser, which is the string which attaches the two sides of the bow. Poches midalad alofim, shetchum roisho ze nivla besoich tchum roisho ha'acha. You have lost tchumim over here. Benas is irachas, so it's considered one large city. Then we start measuring the tchum ha'ir from the yeser. The roin kilohim alei abatim, like it is full of houses. Vim yeser. But if there's more than less than 4,000 amas, that means it's 4,000 amas or more. Ein mitzalf an oisali yes achas. Umoided in lo min hakeshes. So then you start measuring the tchum from the keshes. L'chol echod mi pesach beisoi. That is already, you start counting the 2,000 amis from the keshes. That the shir hamechaber is little less than 4,000 amis. And that is picture 22. On page 103, so the din is b'meyo v'aboyim v'achas u'shlish. If between the two tzodi apirze, there's a shir of two kafifes, that's double shivim ama v'shirayim, then the loch is that what? That we consider it one large year. And a person on one side of the year is allowed to go to the other side and then measure his tchum from there. Like we have in the picture, you're starting from Meiriv, and you go towards Mizrach, and Mizrach you'll start at 2,000 Amis, even from before a Ben Meiriv. But so the Shir is two kafifes. And here we say the shir is 4,000, a little less than 4,000 amas. Omer Rabbe baru lo loy kashe. Kan beruach achas, kan mishtei ruches. Sokt Rashi. Kan meruach achas. Choy mesir, shenivra tzor shirah bekuf mem alof ashlish. Im roichev pir tzakuf mem alof amas ashlish. Tain ishir beiz kafifes. Shal shivim amas vishirayim venasu ki beiz ayoris li eis achas. So then they become one large city. Vayoytzi mizu. It's the one that goes out from one side, from Mizrach. Lazu lalechis derech zu. He's using the other side. Chutzalo ein oilo loy midas eir min aminyin. He doesn't count the midas eir min aminyin. Alma b'yoyse. Aba alma b'yoyse mikuf mem alef ashlish. Havi abdole. So the Gemara answered, "Kamiruach achas irei suye ki keshes eina muvdeles elam iruach achas." And the other ruach, it is mechuba, so it's only moved all from one ruach. Hilkach, so there, so to be mechaba one ruach, adahavi dalad alofim, two dalad alofim, it's considered one large year. They're speaking about its nifritz from both sides. So this is like to ayores. There's no yishuv, so if there's no yishuv, so memele. So that's why al kaponim you need a shear of Kuf Mem Aleph Amos, because you hear it is mefulish. Yes. Now let us skip over, just on a gay alone tonight, let us skip over to the Gemara later. Vikama Havi, this is around 10 lines from the top. Vikama Havi Bein Yesa Lekeshes. How much is permissible to be from the Yeser Lekeshes? Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi. V'kame yehi avir hacholok min ha-Yeser Lekeshes. Da'omrim loydin lo min ha-Yeser kileke arbos alofim ben beiz roshehom. Let us look at picture 25, page 104. So the Gemara says we had learned that the distance between the two Roshei Hoyir has to be a little less than 4,000 Amos. So that is, if there's a little less than 4,000 Amos, there is Havlos Tchumim. So that is Mechaber, the Shtei Roshei HaKeshes, to make it one big year. Frag the Gemara, but what is the difference between the Yeser, the distance, what is the maximum distance between the Yeser Lekeshes? That's the Gemara Shaila. So we have here a Machloikis, a father and his son. Is Rabbi Baravuna Omar Alpayim Amo. That it has to be Alpayim Amo, that means the Yeser has to be in the Tchum of the Keshes. So that means from all sides it is the empty area is teichatchum. It's this avlos tchumim. That means from the two outer sides of the keshes this avlos tchumim, and from the keshes to the yeser it is in the tchum. So memele then we have so then it's considered one big ear. Kama have bein yeser lekeshes rabba ba'avuna omar alpayim am. You need alpayim am. Rove berei de Rabbe Baravuna Omar afilu yeser me alpayim ama. Afilu it is more than alpayim ama. It doesn't matter. Omar Abaye, that is picture 26, that even there is more than alpayim ama from the keshes to the yeser, it is also good. Yeah, Omar Abaye, kevosei de rove berei de rabbe baravune mistavre. It's mistavre take the way Rove said. That it doesn't matter the distance between the keshes and the yeser. The boy hoder osi derech batim. If he wanted to, he could go derech batim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, V'kamo yehei avir hecholok min hayesa lekeshes. The amru moided in law min hayesa, we said that we could consider that the ear ended from the yesa. Ki lek arbos alofim ben beiz roshe, as long as there's a little less than 4,000 ames. But what is the difference between, what is the distance, the maximum distance between the keshes and the yesa? So Rabbi Bar Avune said, alpayim, avu yoyser me alpayim, if there is more than alpayim, kiven de mechinofak mi beisoy, so when he'll leave his house, hoylich loy tchum sholem, mikame de limti liyesa, he walks 2,000 amas, of a person is living on by the keshes, and he'll leave his house, so he'll walk 2,000 amas, Mikami delim to the yesa. He still didn't come to the yesa. Lay mashchina lay mina yesa. So you cannot consider that this is considered one big ear if a person who's living in the area of the keshes, if the yesa is chutz l'tchumoy, there's no ear over here. It's a mokim chalok. So if it would be toich tchumoy, some emela, so we can consider it that this is one large ear. We are making yesh me'ayin over here. There's no ear. This is a mokim cholik. No one lives here. We're considering ke'ilu, it would be mole batim. But al kaponim, the minimum we need that this area should be toich tchumoy. If it is not toich tchumoy, it won't help. That is the svara of Rabbi Bar Avun. What is the svara of Rabbi? So Rabbi, so the Bai said, "Mistavrike Rabbi, the boy hodar osi lemokim hayeser." This person could go to the. That means like this: if he'd walk straight, you're right. That means walking straight, the yeser is chutz letchumai. But the boy hodar osi lemokim hayeser derech habatim. But it's not really true. That means this person who's living at the end of the end of the keshes, this person can theoretically go to the yeser, and it could be bitchumai because he could walk derech. But that means we have to know one yesod. One yesod, this ira suyeki keshes. The whole pilpul of the Gemara is in the Mokim HaCholok. If you measure from the Mokim HaCholok, is the Mokim HaCholok part of the ear, we consider it's Ke'ilu Nismalei, or do you start measuring the 2,000 Amas from where the ear in reality ends, and that's the Mokim HaKeshes. But, that is true, Alibe de Kula Alme, that the ear that is shaped like a Keshes, a person is permitted to walk the whole ear. This is one ear. So Memele, a person who finds himself now by the keshes, he can walk up. He can walk up the whole ear. That's the whole ear is kedalad ames. Now, when he goes up till the end, to the roshei keshes, so now he can go to the yeser. The yeser is not chutz l'tchumai, because when he goes out over here, there's avlos tchumim. So Memele can go the whole distance of the yeser. So the whole yeser is also bitchumai. Al yedei, the whole yeser is also bitchumai. Yeah. The boy hader osi lemokim hayeser. Derech habatim soviv hakeshes yochel lahaloich ad shemegia leechod min haroshim v'misham yochel lahaloich l'roshe ha'acher shrei tchumeyem nivloim ze bo ze, because the tchumim are nivla v'kivin debahayeser kivin debahet yochel lahaloich l'mokim hayeser, he's able to go to the mokim hayeser. So suloi osalei oirech hacholok. So memele. So the oirech hacholok does not ask him l'sham yekishtei ayoris, because all the bnei yair have access to this whole area over here. V'royin oisa kili meleya batim v'chatzeres. So the whole area is meleim batim v'chatzeres. Rav Tuvia Hammer wanted to be mamtik the svar of Abaye, and Bachsachmer the Chazenish seems to mention this svar also. We heard before a Gemara daf Memdalid Amid Beis. The Gemara daf Memdalid Amid Beis says as follows. We had a Ma'ara on daf Memdalid Amid Beis. Let us look at the Peirush Chai for 1 minute, page 91, picture 19. We had Memdalad Amid Beis as follows. That we had an Ma'ara. We have a Ma'ara that is underneath the ground. And the Ma'ara alone is 4,000 Amis. Now the whole Ma'ara is the person could walk the whole Ma'ara. That's no problem whatsoever. So now, we said, but what when he goes out of the Ma'ara? So there are two Mekoimis HaYetziya. You can go out in two directions. You go out the right side, you can go out the left side. So we say as follows. We say that let's say if you go out the left side, so you can go 2,000 Amis to Ma'irib, you can go 2,000 Amis to Mizrach. If he goes out the right side, he can go 2,000 Amis to Mizrach and 2,000 Amis to Ma'irev. But Al Koponim, so if there is less than 4,000 Amis above the Ma'ore, we say have lost Tchumim. So in each side he goes out, he can walk the whole Gad HaMa'ore. He can go the whole Gad Imhoya. That's the case. If there is havlos tchumim lamaila, so the whole gag hamaora, which is a little less than 4,000 amis, he can go. So what do we see from here? We see from here that if a mokim has two yitzias, and each yitzia gives him 2,000 amis, and so in one yitzia, in the 2,000 amis are muvla one in the other. You have 3,900 amis on top of the miyore. So a person who is shavis in the ma'ora has these 3,900 amis already. Because the yitzia of the ma'ora gives him, so the whole top of the ma'ora is teich tchumai. So he's walking 3,900 amis because doesn't matter where he goes out from, but al kaponim, this ma'ora gives him the 3,900 amis above, and then he can go in both directions either, because that is what the Ma'ori gave him. So now let us come back to page 104. In page 104, we have over here, let's look at picture 26. But Emerson, picture, we don't need to make the picture like this. In picture 26, we're saying the person who's living in the caches, he can go all the way to the top. Or when you're all the way by the top, so memele, one side is mechubel to the other side, because they have lost chumim. Now let's imagine, what if he doesn't go all the way to the top? He goes 10 feet underneath. There's also bottom there. He can also go across. He goes 20 feet underneath that. That means the whole area of this caches is one tchum. Because you can go from one side to the other side. The whole stodei caches are connected. It's all in one tchum. And so memele, so since I have the ability to go from one side to the other side, so memele, so it's considered that in the whoever's door in this ear is not one side that's meruchet from the other side. You can always go because there's have lost chumim from one side to the other side. So memele it is considered one large ear because you can always go from one side to the other side since all of it is teich dalid alpha is less than 4,000 amis. That is the svare. So even though going towards the yeser, it's chutzle tchumi, but what's going on chutzle tchumi? This whole area is teich tchum ha'ir, because you can go from one side to the other, since you have lost tchumim in the whole area. Now let us see Tosfos. Ir ha'asuya kekeshes. Ir ha'asuya kekeshes. So Rav Huna said that if there's less than 4,000 ames between the two Roshei HaKeshes, so the din is that you could be, it is mutter heistis, so you made it from the yeser. That was the shtik teure of Rav Huna. Hodeloi nokat Rav Huna milse ashnei pgumim. Ashnei pgumim, let us look at the Peirush Chai, picture 27 on page 104. Now, the tzir of Shnei Pgumim is a little different tzir. You have an ear, and you have, jutting out from the ear, you have one bias on one side, another bias on the other side, even if it's less than a bias, but al-kaponim, for practical purposes, you have over here a bias that's toich shivim ama v'shirayim to the ear. So we're also moided. So the din is we are moided from the end of the pgumim, and that's how we are moided the tchum ha'ir. That means we make an imaginary line from the end of the two pgumim, and we'll be moided further. So Tais in the Baraisa speaks about such a case also. Not only the Baraisa speaks about such a case, this case was first. First there was an ear, sheyeshloi based pgumim, and then the Baraisa speaks about an ear that's shaped like a keshes. So Taisus had a kashe. Now Rav Huna said by an ear that is shaped like a keshes, you're only moided from the yeser if the two tzodei akeshes are toich 4,000 ames. Now the halacha we had before, a ear sheyesh by beis pgumim, also should be similar. If the two pgumim are toich Dalit, Alfe, Amo, it's a little less than 4,000 Ames, then you'll measure from the end of the Pgumim. If the two Pgumim are more than that, L'chayri, you can't measure, just like a Nir Sheyesh by Keshes. So Taisir Amir Diki Keshes, so why did Rav Huna speak about the next case in the Baraisa, about ear that's like a Keshes? He should have spoken about an ear that has two Pgumim. Let's also say the same tonight, that the two Pgumim have to be Toich 4,000 ames. Hodeloi noket Rav Huna milsa shnei pgumim. So Taisa says because there we have another mila. Mishum destam pogum have toich shivim ame v'shirayim meikar ha'ir. A pogum is in the shivim ame v'shirayim to the ear. V'kivin da have toich ibur ha'ir, since it's in toich, it's in toich the shivim ame v'shirayim for the ear. Afilu yesh bein pgumim yoyser midalad alofim royin ki'ilu chut masu achalayim. So Taisva says, if this is in the Ibur ha'ir, so then it doesn't matter what the difference is between the two pgumim. So b'meil, that's a Rav Huna had nothing what to speak about. Here we're speaking about that the whole, the two Roshei HaKeshes are far away from the bottom of the Keshes. So b'meil, here there's a problem. But here, if it's everything is Teir Shivim Amav V'Shirayim, it's no problem. So Taisv is good. That's when there's one pogum. Vafilu yesh pogumim harbe zeach al zeh. Let us look at picture 28. Then now there's a lot of pogumim going out. Ish ir sheyesh loy beis pogumim does not only mean that, like picture 27, who have been dealt in picture 28. Now in picture 28, the top pogum is out of the shivim ama v'shirayim already of the ear. So why didn't you speak about that? So speak about that there has to be a little less than 4,000 amas in between, or else it's no good. That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus Afilu Yesh Pgumim Halbe Zeach Hazeh Kolecha Teich Ayin Amav V'Shirayim Shal Chaveiroi B'Shnei Roshei Ha'ir is bitter. Ishamo Yesh L'Chalik. Now Taisus comes down with a new svar. The Gabi Pgumim She'eino Me'ikar Ha'ir, Pgumim which are not Me'ikar Ha'ir, V'Afilu Ein Sham Havlos Tchumim Ma'abrin Oysa Yimeir. So again, you don't need 4,000 amas. Since it's not me'iker ha'ir, lefisha bottle agav ha'ir. It's bottle to the year. It's not considered an entity b'fnei atzmoi. And here, that's a sub-avo beis roshi ha-kesh, she'im me'ikir here, e'im me'vat lo nagav here. L'chein boi she'ei sham avlos tchumim. And here, that's a su-yikir kesh, it's not bottled anything, there's a chibis b'fnei atzmoi. And if it is separated more than a shir of two tchumim, so me'mele, it's considered like two different ayores. You can't make it one big year. Ma'she'ein ken p'gumim, which are in yesoid, bottled to the year, so they never considered an entity b'fnei atzmai, so the male we can always consider it one large year, even though there's more than 4,000, there's 4,000 amas or more between the two pgumim. That is what Tosfos wanted to say. Mi nira l'rid ein l'chalek ve'n shnei pgumim l'ir hasuya k'keshes. The Reed does not like this shtick teire. It's the same thing, pgumim are the same. V'chein peirish rach. So then we have a kasha. So why did Rav Huna start speaking about an ear that's asuya kekeshes, which is laid in the Baraisa, speak about an ear sheyesh lo shnei pgumim? And for Tosfos shem the Baraisa le airi b'shnei pgumim meruach achas elo bepogum echot. It's not speaking about shnei pgumim meruach achas. So that is picture 19. Lefi emes, ir sheyesh loy beis pgumim is speaking about that you don't have two things jutting out. That means, and each one you have one pogum. The kasha is, so it's the chvaiter nish good, because, so you have to look if from the end of this pogum till the end of the year, it's weiter if it's 4,000 amas or more than 4,000 amas. Zuktais vis weiter. Poches mi dalet alofim moidedin min hayesa. Rabbe barav hune boinami besomuch. Rabbe barav hune says an omet beis. Shegam bein yeser le keshes, between the yes and keshes lo ye yeser me alpayim. Bishim de boy shee tchumim muvloim mikol tzad. Rabbi Baravuna holds that it has to be, the tchum has to be muvla mikol tzad. So memele sai from the bottom of the keshes and sai from the two roshaya keshes. Avo le rove berei de Rabbi Baravuna, de omar moidedin min hayeser afile yoyse me alpayim, Ben Yeser Lekeshes, aber Rabbe Baravune, Rabbe Brei, the Rabbe Baravune, that says you made it from the Yeser, even though there's more than Alpay, Mishum di boy hoder osalei derech batim, v'loi choshayim uvloim rak mitzadechot, it is sufficient if the toots dodi ha'ir is muvla trumum, even though from the bottom of the keshes to the yeser, it's more than the trum, so geit men nishtom. But since the toots dodi ha'ir are muvla trumum, that's enough. Zuktais ves nire, the hu adin nami l'didei, according to Rave, im ein ben yeser l'keshes ela alpayim, it will be the other way around. Let us look to see the picture what Tosfos means. Let us look picture 29 and page 105. Tosfos says, according to Rave, if you'll have as follows, that bein hayesa lekeshes, there's 2,000 amas. So memele, that's going down. So memele, so the yeser is in the tchum of the keshes. So even though on both sides of the roshaya keshes, let's say there's 4,000 amas, So memele, it comes out that there's no havlos tchumim going horizontally, but since going vertically from the keshes to the yeser, the whole area of the yeser is toichatchum, so memele, that's sufficient. That is sufficient. That is also sufficient. That means if it's muvla, it's muvla horizontally, that's what the Gemara is speaking about later, or it's muvla vertically, that's what Tosfos is speaking about, that is sufficient to make the whole area ki'irachas. That's what Tosfos says over here. Nira duah dinami l'didei im ein ben yeser l'keshes El alpayim, the moided in lay min hayesa. So then you're moided the tchum ha'ir min hayesa. We say the ear ends over there. Filo yesh yaisa medal dalofim ben shnei roshi yakeshes. Even though there's more than dalad alofim ben shnei roshi yakeshes. Why? The hamotzi osi. The person who is living on the top of the keshes, so you'll say he can go across the yeser because it's there's more than two tchumim between him and the other side of the keshes. So Taisa says the motzi osi derech heter, he could go derech heter meirosh ha'echot, he can go from the roish of one of them. And the Maimon Mordechai said the Loshon HaTosfos is not meduyik. The Tosfos means he can go meirosh ha'echot to the emtza keshes. That means from the top he can go to where the keshes is, and from the keshes he can go to the yeser because it's toich the tchum of the keshes. That's what Tosfos is saying. That means that even though this way it's called more than a trum, but you can go down to the keshes and then it'll be toich a trum. Miroish a echod la keshes, even the yeser muvla toich a keshes, because the yeser is muvla toich a keshes. That's how the Maimon Mordechai seems to be mevayer Tosfos. I can go there. Chet meroish rishon lemtza akeshes. V'oz have a kol rochav acholak muvla b'toich tchumei. We pass kana gavucha like Tosfos. Let us the next Tosfos. V'im lav moided in lo min akeshes. So the Gemara said like this. The Gemara says if according to Rabbi that if it is toich, if it is 2,000 amos from the keshes to the yeser. So then you made it from the yeser. If it's more than 2,000 amis, so then you made it from the keshes. You made it from the keshes. That is what Rabbi said. Zoktaisvis, loy min hakeshes mamish, ela mimokim shemiskatsa bifnim, ve'ein sham ba'od alofen, le'gorem ilunitol oisoi shel malo. Look at picture 30. At picture 30, this is what Taisus is speaking about. The Gemara says that if there's 4,000 amis bein beis roshei hakeshes, and there's more than 2,000 amis from the keshes to the yeser, so according to Rabbi Baravune, it is no good. So you don't measure the trum from the yeser, you measure the trum from the keshes. So Taisa says that's not true. You could go, there is zicha a distance in the ear that's shaped like a keshes, that there's less than 2,000, that there's less than 4,000 amas. I mean, the lower layer of the keshes, there you have a little less than 4,000 amas. The picture's a little pagreish, you have a little less than 4,000 amas. So memela, so this, you start measuring the tchum from over here. You don't have to measure mamish from the keshes alone. You can measure the area that is 4,000 amis. That is 4,000 amis. I think Tosfos is speaking about the other way. If there's more than 4,000 amis, it's no good. So you can't measure the 2,000 amis from there, but you can measure the 2,000 amis from where there's a roichav of 4,000 amis between the two tzodei hakeshes. Tosfos is going on Rav Huna, not on Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. That's what Tosfos means. So let us say Nachamot Tosfos. Lo min hakeshes mamish. You don't have to measure from the ear. Ela mimokem shemiskatsa bebifnim. If you have inside the keshes, you have a place that there, the ancient dalad alofim, there's not 4,000 amis. So you could start measuring from there. The loygora milunitel oisei shalmailo. Make believe that the rest of that area was taken away. So al kaponim, you could start measuring the ear from where you have 4,000, a little less than 4,000 amis between the tzodei hakeshes. V'rach pirish yirasuye kekeshes, sha'im miskatsa v'oilech. So the Rach learned pshat in yirasuye kekeshes. Look in picture 31. So according to the Rach, if there's more, there's 4,000 ames between the two tzadim, there's no difference where you start. You have the whole reichev of 4,000 ames the whole way. So according to the Rach, the Loshna Gemara is very meduyik. You measure from the keshes. But not according to the Rach, you could measure from the area above the keshes that there is less than 4,000 ames bentayim. That's the end of that sugya, and now we're starting a new sugya. We had in the Mishnah, let us just refresh our memories, we had in the Mishnah as follows. That the Mishnah is telling us, when you measure the tchum of the ear, so if you have diris, or even halfway diris, which are jutting out from the ear, so you measure the, you start measuring the tchum from these diris. You don't measure from the ear alone, you measure from these diris which are coming out from the tchum. Let's, for practical purposes, let us look at picture 3 on page 100. On page 100, we have picture 3. So there we have a picture as follows. You have, you can see the koisel ha'ir. The ear ended over, in the back of the picture, you see that that's where the ear ended. Now, Toich Shivim Ama Vishirayim, you have a G'daydiyos. These G'daydiyos were once houses which people once lived in, and this is Toich Shivim Ama Vishirayim. So since this was once a Mokim Dire, and it is still Roy B'mitzvahs to live here, you have three walls, so Memele, so it is considered that the ear does not end where the wall is. No, the ear ends where, from the G'daydiyos. So you start measuring the tchum from the G'daydiyos further. That's how you start measuring the tchum of Alpayim Amo. Zok the Gemara. Ha yu sham G'daydiyos givoyos asore tvochem. Asore tvochem means that the walls of the G'daydiyos are 10 tvochem tall. My G'daydiyos, Omar Rav Yehuda, Shalosh Mechitzoi She'ein Aleihem Tikre. It is three mechitzes without a roof. Zogt Rashi, She'ein Aleihem Tikre. V'chosh Kenei Mekoyre Sein, if they have a roof, Avada Givis is good, V'izu Lezu Begag, Da Havu Lodire Ma'al Yisir. We're saying a Chiddush, Afilu, now there's no roof there, and but they once lived there, and now it's still livable Al Yedei Hadchak. So that's called a base dire, and we start measuring the tchum ha'ir from there. Frag the Gemara, boyilu, shtei mechitzes, v'yesh alayim tikre. What if you'll only have two mechitzes? You only have two mechitzes, not three mechitzes, but, so even though you're losing out, mitzadecha, you only have two mechitzes, but mitzadecha, you have a roof. Is the roof equivalent to three mechitzes? Or the Rav Shanei? That's the Gemara Shaila. Toshma. So now the Gemara is going to bring a long Baraisa, and we're going to be pushed from the end of the Baraisa or Shaila. Toshma. Eilu shemis abrim imo. These are the dirais which are misaber, which become attached to the ear, and we start measuring the tchum from these mekoyim. Nefesh, sheyesh bo arba ameis al arba ameis. And nefesh, let us look at page 100, picture 4. So nefesh is there was a binyan over a kever. And this binyan, the shomer used to live there. So memele, so that mokim is considered a mokim dire. The diras hashayma is sufficient to make it a dir. That's nefesh. Sheyesh ba'abad. It has to have abba amis al abba amis. V'hagesher. Hagesher we have on page 105. Hagesher sheyesh ba'i beis dire. That means, so here we have a picture of a bridge, and we have, on the left side of the bridge, there was a dire, there was a toll booth, where the shayma used to live. So Mamele, so this whole area, that's, we'll speak about this soon. So this whole area is considered a makim dire, and we start measuring the 2,000 ames from the end of the geshe, the end of the bridge. Nachamol, vageshe vahakever, and the kever is it is kvarim sheyesh bam beis dire. Again, that there was a beis dire in this beis hakvaris that the shayma used to be. Ubeis HaKnesses, sheyesh bo beis dire lechazen. A beis HaKnesses, that is a beis dire lechazen. That means as follows. A beis HaKnesses mitzad atzma is not hamokim shedorim sham. The Chazanish explains, you're not allowed to eat there, you're not allowed to sleep there. So it's not a mokim dire. A building is a hastenishkan beis dire. But, if you have, in the beis HaKnesses, there was a beis dire lechazen, so we'll mention soon the Mishnah Berurah names on the Chazanish is mafakpik on this, but Mishnah Berurah names on that since in this Beis HaKnesses is a mokim dira for the Shamish, so the whole Beis HaKnesses already gets a halacha of a Beis Dira. That is the chiddush of this baraisa. We'll speak about it more bariches soon. The Chazanish has a whole tumult. Vice is very much negay lemais about a factory. If a factory is not a beis dire, that's not good. There's no dire there. Man macht Geld afshe, but there's no dire. So al kaponim, you need a mokim lina, a mokim achile. That's where you take a bite. That's not a mokim dire. So here's the whole shaila. If you have a room where the manager is, where the shomer is, if that's doimet a beis haknesses. Al-Kaponim, that's this tzir over here. U-Beis avoydis kechovim sheyesh bo beis dire. So here it's telling us two chidushim. It's telling us that the tifla of goyim, first of all, it's telling us that dires akam also is a shame dire. I mean, so if you ever need beis dire for halachidic purposes, a tifla could also be used. But, and even though the Chazanish explains, even though the beis tifla is not osa ba'achile beline, but lemais is a fear in zich that they don't eat and sleep there. So the beis avoidis kechovim does not have a shem beis dira. But, if there's a yesh ba beis dira lekaimrim, so then this whole tifla gets a din of a beis dira. Of a mokim dira, and that could be used for we can extend the tchum ha'ir because of that. Va'irvais is a stalls for susim. Va'oitzrei shebesodais. You have an oitzer. V'yesh bohen beis dira. And again, there was a beis dira for the shayma. Va'haburginin and the burginim shebesoicha. Va'habayis shebiyam. Harei elu misabrim inwa. So all these mekaymes, if they are toich shivim ama v'shirayim le'ir, so we consider that the ear extends till this mokim, and we are moided the tchum from the end of these mekaymes. Sagt Rashi, nefesh binyin al hakever, ustome lediras shemer hakever ovid. It's made for the shemer hakever. Hilkach avagav the loydaya bay, beis diri, it's made for that purpose. I mean, these are coolest in Ibul that gets a shame beis diri. Vakever beis akvoris, u beis akneses, stam beis akneses, lav le dira of it. Hilkach. Iles bo dira lechazen akneses, lav diri. U beis avoidis kechovim, nami lav le dira of it. Va oirvois, arvois asusim. Oitzreis, letvue, leshemen, leyayin, lav ledireninu. Va'albulgenin shebesoicha, besoicha sode. Va'abayis shebiyam. There was a bayis be'iye hayom. There was a bayis, something like a lighthouse, or there was a type of a house there. It was not a lighthouse. There was a dira, the be'iyayom, besoicha ayin ame v'shirayim le'ir. So this was on a island, teich ayin ame v'shirayim le'ir. So we can consider that this is a continuation of the ear, and we're moided the tchum from that bias. These are the mekaymes which are misaber together with the ear. Now that the braisa continues, the elu she'ein misaber nimo, nefesh at a nefesh that's over a kever shenifritza mishteiruch ha'yisel, eilach ve'eilach. Two sides were broken down. It only has two mechitzas. V'ha'gesher, a bridge, v'ha'kever she'enlam beis dira. V'beis ha'knesser she'enlam beis dira l'chazim. V'beis ha'voidis gechovim she'enlam beis dira l'koimrim. V'oyer v'oyis v'oytzroi she'besode she'enlam beis dira. V'boyer v'siyach u'ma'orot. If you have a bayer siyach and ma'orah, the Chazanish wants to say, even though it could be people live there, but since it's not a mokim ha'osi l'dire, so that doesn't have a din of a base dire. The gather, v'shoivach shebesaycho, the gather is the defsakoisel there, the butztoich shivim ame v'shirayim, or v'shoivach shebesaycho, v'abayish shebesvine, or you have a bayish shebesvine, that means it is not on a an island. If it's on an island, so it's a dovel kavua. A bayis shebesvina means that there's a bayis there that's anchored teich shivim ama v'sherayim, and you have a bayis there. Will this extend the year? So he says, no, this is not a dovel kavua. Ein elu misabrim imo. A ktoni mia is... Nefesh shenifritza mishteiru chayse eilach vilach. But that's why we brought this whole baraisa. We cleared a shayla if gedei diyos would have two mechitzas with a tikre. So lechayre, that's this case of nefesh. Nefesh shenifritza mishteiru chayse eilach ve'eilach. But someone has a tikre. My love dike tikre. So the Gemara says, loy deleke tikre. They emptied out the kelim shebesvina exactly klar what tashmish dira this is. I don't know, but al kaponim, it's osi for something. This is that's called a tashmish dira, and fartik. So that's why it's misaber im ha'ir. Uma oro ein misaberes imo. Ba'atoni rabchiyeh ma'oro misaberes imo. We learned that a cave is misaber imo. Speaking about this Taka cave, but there's a binyan alpia, there's a binyan alpia. Frag the Gemara if there's a binyan alpia, the typic lay mishum binyan gufe. Vaitzricha, it is speaking about lahashlim, that the ma'ore is mashlim the binyan. Now let us, before we see Rashi and Tosfos, let us look at the picture. We have here picture 34. So we have in picture 34, we have that from the ear to this binyan, there are 70 amis. And then the binyan al ha-ma'ora goes into the ma'ora. This is the ma'ora. So let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Zot Rashi, Boyer v'siach, the babakame mefosh my boyer and my siach. Shebesoicha, shebesode. Bay shebesvina lekvia leiduchte pomim shebesoich shivim leir pomim she'enoi. So even though it's anchored, that's golnish, it's not considered an extension to the ear. V'teipik leimishum binyan. Im yesh binyan al piye. Mayahani Ma'oret. It's not Belab Ma'oret. Nami mi binyan mashchina. We could measure from the binyan. Lahashlin. In ein habinyan roi ledira. So Rashi learns pshat that the binyan is not roi ledira. Kigoyin she'ein boi dalet al dalet. You don't have an area of dalet al dalet. Mahani lei ma'oro la ashlumi. So you could be. So Rashi learns pshat ashlumi is that even though the binyan mitzad atzma is not roi ledire, but if betziruf together with the ma'ora you get dalet al dalet, so memele, so it's called you have dalet al dalet. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Let us see Tosfos loy tzricha lahashlam perish bekuntres shabinyan loy have dalet ames al dalet ames v'ma'ora mashlima le dalet ames. The Nira Leri, if that's the case, the Tzor Shei Binyan Beroiv Dalet Amis. Hashlomah means that you have a Binyan, but it's not shalem. So the ma'or is mashlem. So if the binyan will be 1.5 amis, that's a called the ma'or is mashlem, the binyan. So it's the other way around. It's called that the binyan is 3x3 and the ma'or is mashlem. Oyd yesh leforish lahashlem, and this is a very gishmakim shot, the second shot. The yesh bebinyan daladamas. The binyan has daladamas. Aye, if the binyan has daladamas, what is pshat that the ma'or is mashlem? The kamar shamashlime le ma'oro letzofa le binyan they maschil and lim they dala misoif ha'mor. That's the hashlome. Now that is this picture over here. The picture over here is that you don't measure the tchum from the end of the bayis, you measure the tchum from the end of the ma'or. The Ritva brings down another chiddush, the other way around. What will be if let's turn around the bayis and the ma'or? What will be if the bayis will be chutz mishivim ama v'shirayim? But the ma'ore is toich shivim ama v'shirayim, so because of the ma'ore, we could be mashlim, because really the bayis is chutz le'ir, it's out of shivim ama v'shirayim. Because of the ma'ore is mashlim. This is our taisvus. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Aloche says, he says, l'chayre, he says that's the whole chiddush. That's what Taisa said lahashlim. This lachayra applies by all the other lachas we had at Beis Haknesses. Beis Haknesses sheyesh by Beis Dira. He says lachayra. That's also what's that Beis Haknesses sheyesh by Beis Dira? Lachayra. That's pshat. That if there is a Beis Dira in the Beis Haknesses, if there's a Beis Dira in the, so the whole Beis Haknesses gets a Shem Dira. The whole Beis HaKnesses gets Hashem Dira, and you start measuring from the end of the Beis HaKnesses. All these things, the Beis HaOitzer and the Dos, as I will the Bir HaLochezon. The Chazanish does not like this, because the Chazanish says, why did the Gemara wake up by Ma'ore? The Gemara is the Kashev, Yesh by Binyan, and Yesh by Binyan, some Emelis was also, let's measure from the Binyan, and that's over here. What was still now? Beis HaKnesses, Sheyesh by Beis Dira, Beis HaKnesses sheyesh ba beis dira, so why didn't the Gemara ask typically out the beis dira? So, I mean, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Gemara should have asked this kasha before. As if it's the Chazanish. Because of that, the Chazanish wants to learn Goran under a pshat beis HaKnesses sheyesh ba beis dira, that the Shamash lived in the shultake. Not in a separate room, in the room is mahapach the Beis HaKnesses to Beis Dira. He lived in the whole shul. I don't know what happened by Gesher. That's what happened. It's an Israel to live in a Beis HaKnesses. He says, let's say the Beis HaKnesses, it's mutter. But as able the Chazanish learn him shot. But the Pashas, the Bir Aloche, Paskins la Aloche, that you can do this. Now, there's two more Nikudis over here. A ma'oro, without this bias, you would measure, the ma'oro is useless. That is the chazainish. Even though the ma'oro, you lived in the ma'oro, but the ma'oro, that's an underground dira. But to connect it to the ear, over the ma'oro, you have plain ground. You don't have, there's nothing over ground level. So that's the problem of Mora. Mora without a base deer. Mora without a base deer is garnish, but garnish. I underneath you have a whole deer, you have a whole city underneath the ground. This is garnish. But when you're measuring the ground level, the city ends from where the city ends, and weiter is plain ground. And so Zikta Chazainish. Zikta Chazainish amuim de kechidish. So he says, what would be the other way around? He says, so we say, you have a deer underneath. That doesn't help. He says, what would be if you'll have a bias standing on stilts? And the deer is, you start living from the second floor. So he says, so that's like a ma'ore. That means if you're looking from the city, you have to look at ground level. And if at ground level, there's no base deer there, you have in the luft, and hast du a deer dort. And he says, that wouldn't help the situation. In order to extend the ear, You need a dira on ground level. So he says, what if you'll have a shul? And the shaima lives on the second floor, so he says it's garnish mit garnish. The makim hadire, we'll learn like the Mishnah Berura, the makim hadire of the chazen, which transforms the Beis HaKnesses to a Beis Dira, that Zavkit's on the same level. But if he's living on the second floor, so there's no Dira Bechlal over here on the ground level. So it will not in any way, make the Beis HaKnesses a Beis Dira. It's similar to a Ma'ore. Azay Tainet Techazaynish. Let us see the Taptoisvist that we skipped over. Nefesh Yesh by Daladamis. Gabi nefesh hiskir dalad ames v'loy dire, mishum destomei osa le dire, because the perish v'kundis, that's what they made it for. So, but it has to say, you need dalad ames. Gabi geshe v'kever hiskir dire, umashle hiskir dalad ames, la mishum destomei dalad ames, to kever stomei loy have dalad ames, ala kimish hiskir beiz dire, kilo hiskir dalad ames. The posit dalad ames, loy have dire. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Huna. Yoish Veitzrifin. Let's look at picture 35. On page 106, you have a city of huts, of temporary dwellings. And you have a whole city of these, a whole city of trailers. Ein moidedin lahem elo mi pesach batayim. So there's no cloud. Of the kol ha'ir kedalad ames dami, there's no ear. Since there's no kvias whatsoever, so memela, so each person has to measure his tchum from his house, that's his makim shvisa, and he starts measuring from his house. You can't put the ear together and say it's one large ear, because there's a lot of houses together, because there's no kvias. Yoish veitzrifin emoidulam elami pesach batayim. Frag de gemore mosse brav chis de vayachnu al hayarden mi beis hayishimais. Vay omar rabbe barbachone, omar rabbe yechne, lo di chosil yahu asre, this was a mokim chanoye of Klal Yisrael. Vave tlose parsi al tlose parsi. It is 3 parsi by 3 parsi. No, 1 parsi is 8,000 amis. 3 parsi is yud beis mil. So it must as follows. Besanyo, kshehein nifnin, when a person was nitzrach lasei srochov, so they went out of the onon, the one permitted teich onon that was also, so the halacha was as follows. Ein nifnim loy lifneim, they were not permitted to go out in front, they weren't permitted to go in front of the Onon, because since potentially the Onon might go, let's say the Onon is going towards Mizrach. Let us say that. So the Onon is going towards Mizrach. So now they stopped now. So Memele, but they're going to go in this direction towards Mizrach. That's the direction they're going to. So a person is not permitted to go out chutz la'onon in Mizrech la'sishtrochov, because since eventually the onon might go in this direction, the oren will go in this direction, so one is not permitted la'sishtrochov in this mokim where the onon might later go. So memeila shteita zay. Ein nifnim loy lifnei. You can't be nifne in front of the onon. The loyalitzidayim, and on the two sides of the onon, you also can't be nifne, because there's a possibility they might go sideways. El ala achirein, but in back of the onon, you're allowed to go, because mistameh, the Rashi says they didn't go backwards. It means that they came in this direction, they never went back. So memeila, so achirein, since I could be assured that the onon won't go in that direction, they're permitted lasi sochein. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is amir adik kasha. The kasha is, so in Shabbos, if a person was by the front of the onon, and he had to be lasa is tzrochov in Shabbos, so he went, he had a big distance to go, he went 12 mil, and that's a tchum diereis, eratais deritve, and he went outside of the onon, lasa is tzrochov, so he went chutz l'tchum. So if he went, how was he allowed to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos? So if you'll, they lived in tents. So if you'll tell me that tzrifim would have Hashem ears or kol, so the whole area is kedal damas al dal damas. But if you're telling me that a tzrif, a temporary dwelling, does not have a Torah's ear, so he's going, he was situated in the front of the Onon, and he goes all the way to the back, so he goes Yud Beis Mil, and how he's allowed to do this in Shabbos. And for the Gemara, Omer Lei Rove, Digle Midbar Kamret, Kivin Dichsiv, Bohu Alpi Hashem, Yachnu Alpi Hashem, Yisol, Keman Zekviel Udomi. When they were there, they were there. That was, Alpi Hashem Yachnu makes it more kavua than a kvis that a person can create. So Memela, so there Taker had a Teiris Ir. Zogt Rashi. Tzrifin Dire Shel Hutzim Va'arove, Ve'enai Kavua. Bene kva hilkach afilu yesh harbe bemokem echo. Afilu there's a lot together. Kishir mahalach mea amo. Ein chshuvim ir li yes kar ba'amis. Cholechot meidit mi pesach beisei alpayim lechol huachim bolotzis. Vayachnu ala yardim amachni yisroksim. Ein nifnim lelif neim chutz la'onom. Shema yeilecha onen va'oren. Shema, maybe eventually the onen will go in this direction. V'loy litzidei in chutz lonon shen yoidim ona yifna ona lava, may go on one of these two sides. El alachayreim chutz lonon the vadel yachzer ona lachayrov, the onen will not go backwards. Alma hamahalich b'roish v'hutzach l'nikovav chayzer lachayrov shalish parsoyis v'yisrael b'midbayoish v'yaholim hoyu. She'einon kevuin, but for the hochi ma'alchin es kol ha'machnik ha'arba amis. So you see, you have the Gemara, even the chsiv al-pi Hashem yachnu, k'shuva hich niyosom, so dech ha'noye es choshuv, liya is nidoynis kva. That it was nidin kamokim kavua. Sok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chinine bar Rav Kahane, Omar Rav Ashi. That what we said, if you have a whole area that is full with a holim, it does not get a teiris ear, but in yei shom sholish chatzeirais shel shnei batim, it seems there's two batim in each chotzer, and you have two kavuadike batim, so for somehow these batim give a kvias on the whole area, so hukvu, so then the tzrifim also get a shame ear, it's nigrar to the chatzeres and the batim, and memela then the whole area gets a teires ear. Gimel chatzeres shel beis batim, kibuyim shel even oy shel eitz, is bahochi chshivi ear, v'kaivas es kulon, and everything begets a din kavua, v'nisnan lekamon, Rab Shimon oyle oymer, Shalish chatzeres shel beis batim. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Yoish veitzrifim, those who live in tzrifim, v'hilchim mitboreis chayehem einom chayim. Siz nish kein leben. Unishayem ubneyem einon shelohem. Others, the Piribitoi brings the Zagir say, that Kairis, Nishayim. Maybe, Ubneim Einam Shalem. Tanya Nami Hochi, Rabbi Lezer, Ish Biroi, Oimer, Yoishvei Tzrifin, Ki Yoishvei Kvorim. Valbunei Seyem, Uoimer, Oruch, Shoichevim, Kol Beheime. Maitaima, Ula Omar, Sheinle, Melchetsois, Tab Yoichin Omar, Mibnei, Shemagishim, Zelo, Zebet, Tvile. My benayo, ika benayo, naro, de somach lebeisam. This is a shrekliche, schwer gemore to understand poshet pshat. But let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Mahalchem mit borois, unishayseyem imoem. The noshim are together with them. V'yoish ve'etzrifim nami anshe mikneim v'choyne v'ychoyde sheichadoshim at shekol amir ala behemes v'naysim misham v'nikvoyim b'mokim achem. Einon shelohen, so the Gemara says, b'neyim einon shelohem, if that's the girsa, einon shelohem, So the Gemara, we're going to explain later. L'kama meforesh taima. Ki yoyishvei kvores. Ki meisim. That's poshet aray. Before we said chayayim einam chayim, so the Gemara says ki yoyishvei kvores. Ki meisim. Abzilebenit, this is like they find themselves in a base of kvores. Why? Lafi shemechusorim hanohim. They're away from civilization. The loikin berucha is bezerne b'vamota. They're exposed to all the elements. So memele, so kiyosh mekvoris. The leben is nishken leben. My time asurim b'noiseyim. Now it seems that the bonis are also. Poshet is a isem amzeres on the bonis. L'chad the bonim are also also. Shein lehem elchetzoyz. Vahilchim b'mokim rochek lilchetz. So they go away. It's very difficult to understand what happened over here. And the Shesayim niskokes limina afin, lafi she'ir azuve me'ein ish. Yes, the Ben Yod, the Mutschitzich zer shtak, the men go to the Mechat, so it's the women don't go. A ganze problem though. That's one problem. So me'mele, so if that is the case, so I'll call upon him, so the children I'll call upon him are sureis. That's what Rashi said. This is the Shashmeb Zeres. Betvila, another mahalach is she'ein la mikvois v'hilchais hanoshim litvil b'mokim rochik. So they have to go far away. V'koyra lechavota. So she doesn't want to go alone. So she calls a chavota. U'magishin ashchenim v'yesh rosh aroidev achreim emisyached imoem usnan leyisyached odom im shtei noshim. Also, Rashi feels not toy, so there's a rosh and there'll be yichud. The pshat nishmos v'tzayim that's an isa yichud, but that the isa yichud is nishmuchach as abneisayim. I know ischem ala yichud that abneisayim also. Nara, so what? L'mayin afkemine. Nara roy litvile v'loy lemelchitz. There's a nar that's near the place where they are camping. Helgish tvile leke dosomuchlo. Avotaima de mishum mechetzois iker.